Well, good morning, Interbit fans, and welcome. Scots Fall, Monday, the 16th of June. 23-24 pentrometer, 3 meter false rail, 8 race program. Race one is off at 12:15, and it's a 1,000 meter maiden juvenile plate. Now, Raging Moon ran a very nice first race. This horse will improve, and the stable's in cracking form. Well bred, number 5, French Justice is 3-1 in the betting. Watch for follow through. And then Holy Star, number 8, is the favorite at 9-10 and deserves to be. 2 very good runs ahead of the speed rating. Race 2, maiden juvenile plate, and they go 1,000 meters. Number 1, Belligerent, have a close look at this improved second run. Gavin Larina aboard it from the Puller outfit. Very solemn rides for Puller. So take note of that jockey booking. The favorite is Serengeti's Son, the first timer. Kamalo, Gareth Van Zyl, been backed into 9-4, well-bred. Vanakam is the other favorite, and this horse has been running against stronger. Trent Mayhew rides this, takes 1.5 off its back. Nice to see him back riding well. England Park didn't run a bad first race. That might improve. The stable's horses always improve. And Mackenzie's horse, Olive Grove, didn't run a bad first one either. Race 3, maiden plate, fillies and mares. They go 1,200 meters. Garth Puller's running here. He could win the first 3. Lucienne is a big, big player. She'll go really, really well. Priory Terrace, 8-10, hot favorite. Alison Wright, Magudwa, very good first run. They're in form too. And Are You Sure goes into all my bets as well. Race 4, D Stakes, 1,100. This is a really difficult race. The favorite is Purple Powerhouse. Well, he's never won on the turf. It's a 4 kilogram claimer. I think Prankster's the right horse here. 6-1 in the betting. Kamala, this is a big jockey up. Got good form, this horse. Happy Wanderer, take a close look at him. Might easily be in the play with the Verdi Princess and wherever I lay my hat. It's a really, really tough first leg of that first jackpot. Race 5, Sea Stakes, 2,400 meters. King Bavarian, since he's gone over a bit of ground and stepped onto the poly, he's really come well. But is he as good on the turf? Porter's takes 4 kilos off his back. 2 Escapologist, ran on really well last time. Look for big improvement. Basi Rockfort, I've been following this horse on the poly. He's now on the turf. I'm going to still follow him because I think he's got ability, this horse. I don't think he's as bad as his form looks, and really he could go in today. The horse that interests me is King Celtilus, number 4, the maiden. Gareth Van Zyl is obviously running him because this horse stays like an unwanted niece. He's taken the 4 kilos off. I don't think it's a bad move. This horse could easily pop up. He's 12-1. Don't leave him out of anything. Bad Medicine, Arctic Silver, both got chances. Race 6, Class 3, 1,400 meters. And my find of the race is the Whitehead Runner, GM Bista. Kamalo gets aboard this horse. Course and distance, 4-1-3. And Kamalo's ridden it 3 times for 2 wins. Going to all your playoff draw ones, got to have a chance. Strathclyde, front runner, gets a claimer, could get away from them. Lock and Key is the horse they've all got to beat. Chad Little for Cotson, number 7. And then Plaza Accord goes into my play as well. Jacob rides this horse well and always goes well for him. Race 7, Class 2, 1,000 meters. Bourbon Warrior has been talked about a lot as a horse that can run. What else is there? Luhamba Pambili, number 4, got very good form. And Kamala Fulfonzel got to have a chance. I thought that Un Baldi didn't run to his form last time. You ignore that run. Gets a 4 kilogram claimer, the Voyager. Simric might improve. This come down to Mike the Cock from the Van Furen outfit. And I Am Giant is rested and getting ready for bigger fish. Race 8, Class 4, 1,000 meters. Trippy T might be the find of the race. Rested a lot, but got some ability. Look for improvement. Go well here. Trafalgar Square gets the blinkers again. I'm not sure if that's going to help him. The horse they've all got to beat is Black Cheetah 12. He does look like the live wire because he looks like quite a progressive 2-year-old. Fortune gets to ride him off a tricky draw of 12. It will be very interesting to watch this one. Raffa's Boy, Warrior of Royalty, Mbele go into the play. If B-52 gets in, he has got to be included in all your exotics. So for me, James Goodman, and the whole Interbit team, have a good one.